Lynn Parsons, Show 3, the 26th of August, 2005.
You're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
Ah, it's a girl. Podcast.
Hello there, and how was your week? Really? As exciting as that. Let me tell you, mine's been running at about 150 miles an hour, and I'm still out of breath. We're recording this a little later than we usually would. I mean, it's the same night and everything, but it's very, very late at night. The owls are hooting, and the moon's up there too, simply because I've been out to a party, which I'll tell you a bit about in a short while. Got some great music tonight. I think Henri and Delphine may pop in. But starting off with that great music, a band called Shakedown, this track, Honest Woman.
Oh, there's love.
truly a heavenly experience, don't you think? The band are called Shakedown, the track Honest Woman, and that's the voice of Sandra Talon there from New York. So a bit of a week, really. It's been running far too fast for me. The cat is still here. In a moment, you'll probably hear her make a noise. That's the cat that belongs to the people over the back that have gone away on holiday. I'm now feeding it. I've given in after it ate last week's Sunday dinner from the people next door. It's just taken us 15 minutes to get her out, and now Tintin's popped off to the loo, so the cat's coming. No, the cat's not going to have a wee. The cat will probably... Hello? Hello? No, she's not going to speak now, but she is around my feet, and it's very nice because my feet are bare. The lintels have arrived for the building work that was going on down the garden, and probably the most exciting thing that's happened is I got a letter from my neighbours this morning with a few tomatoes and onions on the doorstep, meaning that they were going away and they'd emptied their fridge, and they said, away for 2 weeks, please feel free to use the trampoline. So Emily's gone on holiday, which means... I think there'll be a bit of trampolining night and day going on next door. So what else do I have to tell you? Oh, I've been partying tonight. The reason I'm a little late is because I got an invitation when I was at Radio 1. Oh, I made some fabulous friends. And it wasn't quite as sex and drugs and rock and roll as people imagine. It really was quite like a big family. And when we had the road shows, we would have a lovely guy who we called Dad, actually, for a joke. But it was his 60th birthday tonight, and he had a big party, lots of people from my past there, and it was really lovely to see him. But he was employed to go and test. Now, we did 9 weeks of road shows, so that was 45 different hotels each year for the road shows. He'd have to go and try them out, test the food, so that 200 of us could go down, from engineers to disc jockeys to bands, and it'd be all right for everyone, and we'd all like the food. And, you know, also people have got to be able to cater for 200 people who want pizza or whatever it is, chocolate cake. 200 people eating chocolate cake. Anyway, that was his job. And then when we actually went out on the road, he was kind of, he drove us and he was our security man and et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, Driver Greaves, a very happy birthday to you.
Hello, me lovelies. Peeping Tom the window cleaner here. How you been, then? Hope you've been doing a fair bit of peeping yourself this week. Now, I've got a real treat for you all today. I'm in the busy part of town with the tallest building for miles. Mainly business folk on the first 20th floors, but the top 10 floors are all residential. Lucky bugger that I am. I got the contract for all the windows. Seen some very funny things through these windows. Sometimes the offices have very strange parties after hours. But it's the living quarters that Jim and I are going to clean today. It's the only job I don't need a ladder for. I just step into the cradle and Jim pulls me up. Tough as old boots he is. OK, Jim, let's get me bucket and sponge on board too. All right, Jim, lad, let's do it. I'll wave when I want you to put the brakes on. Swings a bit to start off with, but you get used to it. Oh, just a minute, Jim. Stop right there. Hold it there, Jim. There's something strange going on in the elevator. Ooh. Jim, you're not going to believe this, but... Hey, you folks at home, what do you reckon I've just seen? I'll be back later to reveal all.
But I'd say it's got hooves, wouldn't you? Can I just go back to that kind of Radio 1 reunion thing, if you don't mind? I met a lovely engineer there called Dave tonight, who I haven't seen since. Now, I should share with you that if you're away for 9 weeks of the year and in a different hotel every night, you do get to spend a lot of time with the engineers and with the bands and stuff. And we'd sit up all night in the bar, not drinking, but drinking cocoa. This is true, cocoa. And they'd bring their guitars down and we'd have a little acoustic session and someone would play the piano. And it was always great fun. Anyway, one day I was taken to a hotel, and when I got there, it was dodgy. obviously driver Greaves hadn't checked it out, and my shower had cockroaches in it. Ooh! Anyway, the lovely taxi driver that had arrived from the station knew that I worked for Radio 1 and carried my bag up, which was really sweet. And he went, Lynn Parsons, you are not going to stay in this room. You must tell them about this. And I went, oh, no, 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 don't make a big fuss. Don't make a big fuss. And he went, if you won't, I will. So he went downstairs and he said to the people in reception, now, look, do you know who she is? And I went, oh, no. And he said, Lynn Parsons from Radio 1. You can't possibly make her stay in. So anyway, the upshot of it all was they gave me the wedding suite, right? So huge, huge bed, biggest bed I've ever seen, and a whirlpool. I mean, can you imagine that? It was fantastic. So I said to all the team, there were probably about nine of us, look, there's no way I'm going to let you go back to your old cockroach rooms. What I'd like you to do is spend the night with me, all legit and everything. You know, I only ever drink lemonade. And I said, the only way I'm going to let you in my room is if you wear a turban on your head. So get a towel from the bathroom. And I'd like you to bring your bubble bath with you. And I'd like a little red dot just above your nose. All right. So do come in dressed like that. And they all did. They all wandered down the corridor. And do you know what we did? We filled the whirlpool with as much bubble bath as we can. Because they're always giving you bubble bath at hotels, aren't they? I mean, you know. I don't stay at many nowadays. But anyway, we filled it up and then we all took our trousers off and got in, opened a bottle of champagne, which of course was for the wedding couple in the fridge, and did a kind of cheers. And somebody had one of those wonderful cameras that, you know, shake it like a Polaroid camera. So we've all got that picture. And I just thought, do you know, this piece of music is perfect for that. It's called Whirlpool by Tim Fagan.
Slip out of my shirt and the longest day on earth. Dip my feet first in the whirlpool. The hurting in my back and the meter made a tag dissolve like that in the whirlpool. The sky above is clear, and there's bubbles up to here. I think I'll have another beer in the whirlpool. And as I'm soaking up the view, getting dizzy as a fool, I play a memory of you in the whirlpool. Time travel through water, it breaks through in deep blue, and it takes you back to the place you knew. I don't know why I'm here when the fireflies appear. It's been a big year in the whirlpool. All the angels flew in groups. The wolf was in his boots. He saw the sun go down from the whirlpool. Time travel through water.
Sweet song. He is Tim Fagan, grew up in Hawaii. probably in a grass skirt, now lives in Michigan, and that track, Whirlpool. At which point, the regulars have joined us. It's Henri and Delphine, the cleaners. What's happened to the cat, chaps? Is it?
I have locked him outside.
I can hear him crying. Do you know, he jumped up on the equipment just now, which is a little bit worrying.
Oh, the naughty cat.
He's such a naughty cat.
Bloody fluff.
You've been getting some fan mail.
Oh.
In fact, very complimentary people have been about you two.
Oh.
And they can't see you.
No, it's probably for the best.
It probably is for the best.
Speak for yourself.
However, I have a couple of problems as well. I think we'll just deal with one tonight. We've had an email that comes from Devon, Claire Dampley, who says, can you help her? She thought that Henri and Delphine may be able to help. I know that you've got a whole file, Henri, haven't you, of, you know...
I may have.
You have a whole file full of problem-solving hints. A little private book.
Oui, black book.
Well, Claire says that she last weekend had a fantastic party, but as usual, there were spills, and unfortunately, it's red wine on the beige carpet.
Oh, dear.
Delphine, what do you feel?
Oh, no, I know the answer to this one, Lynn, because we do this all the time. You see, the thing you have to do, you have to go to the grocery supermarket and you buy one of those little bottles of beetroot.
Beetroot?
Yes. You see, it is very good. You make sure you get the whole beetroot and you just slice it in half so you have a little semicircle and you rub it in to the... Oh, no, Lynn. I am pulling your... Oh, how do they say in English?
Leg?
No. Funny bone. Yes. No, I'm joking.
Tickling the funny bone.
Yes, tickling. No. Yes. Henri, I think, probably has the real answer. Yes.
You only use the beetroot if you wish to change the colour of the carpet.
Oh, yes.
No. If it is a red wine, hopefully it was a good Bordeaux, I would recommend that you use a very good Chardonnay.
What do you do with the Chardonnay, Henri?
Well, really, you should have done it as soon as you spilled the Bordeaux.
Oh, but she's only just asked for advice.
Well, you get the Chardonnay, you sprinkle it over where the Bordeaux is, and you rub from the inside to the out. And the white wine removes the red wine. Que voilà.
Just like that.
Voilà.
You have one message.
Hi, Lynn. It's the very exhausted Pinky Winky. I've been getting stuck into my dreaded decluttering. But it's okay. I think I've cracked it. Everything's in cardboard boxes. And guess what? My Earth Mother thinks I should have a car boot sale. Well, it would be a jolly good idea if I had a car and if I could drive. Oh, speaking of which, I think it would be best if you were in charge of the controls on our rocket. Perhaps I could navigate. What do you think? Anyway, I'll have to post you the rocket manual. I'll do that today, as I have to go to the post office and return some stuff to the mail order company. Oh, well, better get it on. Speak to you later. Bye.
They're gonna tell you you're gonna pay too high a price and try to convince you you gotta play it safe this time. They're gonna work you. They're gonna try to wear you thin. They wanna protect you and leave you trapped inside your skin. Holding back and pretending not to be what you wanna be. What you wanna be. Holding back and pretending not to be what you wanna be. Well, you were the lone star, and they left you there where you fell. Another distraction, another coin in the wishing well. Wonder if you even try.
I wanna breathe and clear my head, and I wanna lay down. And I hear in my bed, I wanna take you. I wanna smile and set you free. I want to repay you by showing you how you don't have to be. Holding back and pretending not to be what you wanna be, what you wanna be. Holding back and pretending not to be what you wanna be, what you wanna be. Holding back and pretending not to be what you wanna be, what you wanna be. Holding back and pretending not to be what you wanna be, what you wanna be.
Holding Back, that's Scott Andrew, and he's from Seattle, Washington. Really good song, don't you think? In fact, if you're thinking, you know, a lot of this music is American, you're quite right. And I have to say that Tintin did a fantastic job this week, because he's kind of been pretty much left alone to the music, although we do have very similar taste in music. But I think he's done incredibly well. And one more to go, which will probably prove us wrong. It'll probably be awful. Share that with you very, very soon. Can I just say, if you've had exam results in and they weren't the exam results you were looking for, and they weren't as good as you were hoping for, I've been there, I've done that, and you will get through it, I promise you. And if you did get the right results, well, congratulations to you. Can I give you our email address? It's lynn@lynnparsons.net, and the Lynn is L-Y-N-N, because there's a lot of Lynns in there, and you wouldn't want to spell it wrong, would you? Because you'd never get anywhere. It's lynn@lynnparsons.net. So if you're British, if you're from anywhere in the world, we would like to hear from you, if we should be knowing about your music. That would be quite nice. If you have any problems to pose Delphine and Henri, any questions, we'll try to answer them. Maybe you'd like to answer some of our questions. lynn@lynnparsons.net.
You have one message.
Hi, Lynn, where are you? I'm on my mobile outside the post office. I think I'm having a pinky moment. I think I might have posted the rocket manual to the mail order company and their stuff to you. Oh, my gosh. It seems I still have issues with envelopes and posting. That'll be another year in therapy. Anyway, whilst I was in the post office, I bought a couple of magazines on astronomy, astrology and Feng Shui. Well, I thought we should check out the best time to launch our rocket and return to our planet. So I'm off home now to do some reading. Call me. Bye.
I must make a note to call Pinky. Do you know, the lintels are in. We've been waiting for them for 3 weeks. The builders disappeared. The rain came down. But I've heard that over this bank holiday weekend, it's going to be incredible weather, very, very hot. And we'll turn the thermometer way, way up when it comes to Tuesday, because the lintels being in means the builders will return and there'll be a few builders' bums too. And speaking of builders' bums, it's that naughty gnome that's just giving us a call now. I can see that flash, and that flash can only mean one thing. I mean, it's a flashing phone. Is that you, naughty gnome?
Hello, Lynn. It is indeed. How are you now?
All right. You're sounding ever so quiet.
Oh, well, you see, the point of it is that I've had such an exciting week, and I've just moved into another room here, so I can tell you all about it.
Hold back. Hold back a second. You've had an exciting week.
Yes.
Have you got to Hollywood yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't got to Hollywood yet. But, you see, you know, last week I was down in Brighton.
You were down in Brighton?
Yes, right. Well, there's a lot of thespians down in Brighton.
A lot of what?
Thespians.
Thespians?
Yes.
Actors. Yes. Actresses, yes.
Yes. And they told me that if I went to London, I could get my fame and fortune on the West End stage.
No, not the West End.
Yes.
But Well, that's only up the road from me. You've travelled all the way up to Scotland and then Brighton, and now you're coming back again.
Yes, yes. But you see, the point of it is that apparently, not many people know this, but this is the pantor season time. This is when all the pantors are cast. So up to London I went. And you know what? They said I couldn't have a job because I was too short.
You were too short?
Yes, I think that's disgraceful.
It is, but where are you speaking to me from? It's remarkably quiet.
Oh, well, I'm in a very quiet space in an airport called Heathrow.
Heathrow?
Yes. Yes. Well, what happened was, you see, when I hit the West End, I heard that they were also looking for people for a play called A Few Good Men. And I'm a good man, so I went along. And you know what? It's full of Americans. So I thought, well, if the Americans are over there, I'll go over there. And I thought, well, now how can I get from here to America? And
yes.
I said, I know. I've seen that if you're lucky enough, you go along and you take a parcel onto the plane over to America for somebody.
Korea, yes, I've seen that.
Korea, that's the sort of thing. Anyway, so I turn up at Heathrow, sit down there, get myself all ready, and you know what?
What?
No planes.
No planes?
No planes.
Well, are you at Heathrow? Are you sure you're at Heathrow? Because it's very quiet.
Well, that's the thing, you see. I thought I'd come into the... Because the planes are starting to fly now. But, of course, I no longer need to take this package over to New York. So I'm stuck in Heathrow, and I'm trying to work out how I can get on a plane to America.
Well, I don't think now is a good time to fly. I would wait until those in-flight meals are back.
Well, I'm not quite so sure I'm so fond of in-flight meals. From what I've heard of them, you know, they're not that brilliant.
Well, listen, where will you be emailing from next? Because we've got a lovely one of you, I see,
well,
that's just come
up. If I told you that, I'd be giving it away, wouldn't I? No, I think I'd leave it as a surprise.
But you will keep in contact.
I keep in contact with you. The luck of the Irish will take me wherever I wish to go. So up your bum, Lynn, and speak to you next week.
Up your bum too, you naughty gnome. Now, if you were wondering what Peeping Tom was up to, do you remember those hooves? He shall reveal all.
Hello, Peeping Tom back again. Listen here, this is what I saw earlier. Blimey, he must be one of the smallest horses I've ever seen. Must be a Shetland pony. See, he lives on the top floor. That's 30 floors up. He manages to use the elevator on the way down because he can reach the ground floor button with his nose. But on the way up, he's too short to reach the button for the 30th floor. So the poor bugger has to walk up all the way to the top. Must be one of the strangest sights I've ever come across whilst I'm cleaning windows. And I've been doing it now for 35 years. This is Peeping Tom saying cheerio for now. Catch you next week for some more peeping. Peep peep to you and yours.
Yeah, peep peep to you and yours too, Peeping Tom.
And I appreciate the facts of why I'm here. Yes, I am a sound scientist. Came to evaluate the evidence on a closed case, highly classified, confidential, in a race against the clock. You look like you could use a break, she said, as I lift my head and I'm awoken from a daydream. Not sure how long I was out for, looking for the cure, thought I saw on the shore. But when I looked again, found I had been mistaken, looking in the wrong direction, hanging questions, take me close to the answer. I get a chance, cause when I hit the wall, I'm stumbling back and setting me up for the fall of a life.
Just up with somewhere to go. I know I'd rather stay. Yeah.
it up, mix it up, stir it in a cup, it's an elixir. Quick fixer, open to the public, free sample. Supply sample, catching on quick, so you better act now. And I think you'll find it much to the trick. Trade your chips in, waiting for the medicine. Craving a little something to take the edge off while you're waiting. Don't come in a bottle, but it's kicking full throttle. So open up your hands and let me hit you with some.
That's a cool sound, isn't it? On keyboard, John Coyle, Dave Marciano with that fantastic saxophone, and on lead vocals, Curtis Hartling. Together, they are Bill. The band was born in San Diego, and that track, Sound Scientist. Thank you so much for your company. Do you know, we've had a giggle and hope you have as well. Website address to check out pictures of Naughty Gnome in various states of... well, say no more, really. lynnparsons.net, and the Lynn is L-Y-N-N, lynnparsons.net. Email us with questions, answers, lynn@lynnparsons.net. Tell us about your music as well. Some of the music played on the show is actually from the Podsafe Music Network, and you can check that out at music.podshow.com. Now, if you enjoyed the show, do tell your friends. And if you didn't, shh, keep it to yourself.
You have one message.
Hi, Linny P, it's Pinky Winky. I'm at home reading, and guess what? We may have to postpone our trip to our planet. The astrology magazine said that the next 2 weeks are going to be great for Leos, and that's me. Hey, you never know, I may meet the man of my dreams, or I may even meet the elusive soulmate. Yeah! Yeah, actually, where is my soulmate? Where has he been? Oh, Lily P, when's it going to be my turn? Well, I better go. Speak to you soon.